kiss me more. We're so young, boy. We ain't got nothing to lose. Oh, oh. Can you kiss me more? Kiss me. Kiss me more. Right, this is just a very quick update. It's not very quick, it's the same length as any other episode. It's a quick and it's a final update on the snooker. I promise, this is the last one about the snooker. Maybe. I went to the World Snooker Championships in Sheffield this week, and it was a dream of a lifetime. And it was an incredible game with Mark Selby playing Stuart Beam. Two brilliant players, it was amazing. And what I love most about the characters in snooker is they're essentially very boring. You know, it's I get why people think snooker's boring. It's potting balls into holes. And these people, for 6 to 8 hours a day, every day, are potting balls into holes. This is what, so it's widely regarded. There are only a few real characters in the game, as it's difficult to, you know, develop a character when you spend 9 hours a day in a snooker club potting balls into little holes. So they try to manufacture personality with nicknames of the players. So you have the... and I'm sure I love this more than you. But they have the Sheriff of Pottingham, Anthony Hamilton. Mark Davis is the Battler from Hastings. Enter the Dragon... Ding Zheng Wei, questionable nickname there. David Gilbert, the angry farmer. And the man I saw, Mark Selby, is the jester from Leicester. And I think this is the most interesting one, because Mark Selby, brilliant snooker player, really good. He's one of the best, but he's not funny at all. I've never seen him even attempt a joke. And why should he? He's a snooker player. It's the way some people are surprised when some best man speeches are shit. Because they're not comedians. Why do we expect Derek from accounts to suddenly start tearing the roof off with 10 minutes of gags? He's never done it before. God, the best man speech I saw, when the guy doing it looked exactly like British comedian Eddie Large. He looked hilarious. And everyone was shouting on the way up to the stage, "Go on, Derek, give him some welly." And then Derek just dried, and it was the most excruciating 5 minutes of my life. Why do we keep putting amateurs in professional positions? Just like I wouldn't stride onto the World Snooker Championship table with confidence. I've never done it before. Although I've watched it many times and it looks pretty fucking easy. "Go on, Knifer, give him some welly. Go on, hey." Oh, he can't pot a ball. Anyway, the Jester from Leicester, a really unfortunate nickname. And one I'm sure he didn't bestow on himself, because I'm sure he'd agree, as I say, he's not hilarious, is he? He's not a jester. So whoever gave him that nickname did it. I hate to break it to you, because Jester rhymes with Leicester. That is the only reason. And he's been saddled with this, I feel, because when new people watch him, he's introduced, here he comes, he's the jester from Leicester. People are going to assume he will come in and, I don't know, tumble down the stairs, stick a custard pie in the face of the opponent. He doesn't do any of that. He just rather boringly pots balls into little holes. Or actually doesn't very often, as the jester from Leicester is actually a very, very slow snooker player, one of the slowest. Which is why the jester, he's not entertaining in any way on the snooker. You know, if only he was from Wales, he'd be the snail from Wales, wouldn't he? If he was the time wastings from Hastings, the boar from Mount Rushmore, you get the idea. But whereas some people get bored watching two boring men not putting balls into their little holes, I fucking love it. Love it. It's all about the tension building. And it's all about the little kisses. Can you kiss me more? We're so young, boy. We ain't got nothing to lose. Oh, oh. kisses, the little kisses as the balls touch each other. Little kisses. Kiss me, Ma. All the different colored balls kissing each other, reacting, separating, coming together. It's an allegory of life, isn't it? It's life in little colored ball form. The tension, the kiss me, Ma, the little kisses, the pain, the victory, the struggle. I love it. I wonder what my nickname would be if I was a snooker player. Well, I don't wonder, actually. Of course I don't wonder. I've thought about it every day of my life. I would be, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, to face the jester from Leicester, it's the human snooker player, Nathan Cassidy, the human snooker player. What a nickname. You gotta win it, you see, before you get to the table. And the human snooker player, that's enough to breathe fire into the lungs of your opponent. Oh my goodness, it's the human snooker player. Ah! Oh God, can you kiss me, Ma? We're so young, boy, we ain't got... I'll shut up about this now. I promise not to mention snooker ever again. On this, probably. Be a few episodes at least. Just to say, in closing, here's the story that I didn't shout out, as I said I might do a few episodes ago. I said I might shout out, good luck to both competitors. I didn't shout that out, as it's a pricky thing to do, and there were enough pricks in the audience shouting out. At one point, someone shouted out at Stuart Bingham, go on, big bum. His nickname is Ball Run. Ball Run Bingham. It's not Big Bum Bingham, is it? It's Ball Run because he's regarded to have the run of the balls. He's regarded to be a bit lucky. It's not Big Bum, is it? Although he does have a big bum, so... Here comes Nathan Tight Cassidy. Maybe all snooker players' nicknames should be about the shape of their asses. That would bring the new people into the game, wouldn't they? The TikTok generation. Anyway, here's the story. The game went on forever. The jester from Leicester, as I say, really fucking slow. The snail from Wales, the sloth from Penrith. It only finished at midnight. And I had a 3-hour drive home. I was knackered, I was delirious, I was leaving the theatre. And I walked round the back of the theatre to where my car was. And coming out of the back door was Mark Selby. The jester from Leicester. And so I thought, this is my chance to meet a snooker player. I've never met a snooker player before. And as I say, I was very tired. So I'm a bit embarrassed about this. Just came out. I walked past him. I looked at him in the eye and I said, go on, the jester. What the fuck is that? Go on, the jester. Fucking embarrassing. But it clearly encouraged him, actually. It encouraged him. As he said, yes, I am the jester. It's not just because it rhymes with Leicester. That would be mental. And he took off his snooker tuxedo. And underneath was a jester's outfit. He stuck on a little hat with bells on it. And although it was midnight, he entertained us for another 8 hours with gags, songs and slapstick and custard pies until we all fell asleep at the wheel. And I woke up the next morning having genuinely dreamt that. I genuinely dreamt that had happened. But I felt so happy. The happiest I'd felt for ages. Because I'd been to the snooker and just briefly, I'd met a hero. Go on, the jester. Just those little kisses. Those little kisses. That's all I need. Kiss me, Ma. Those little kisses all over me. People talk about love and ambition, hope and dreams. All all I need is the snooker. Kiss me, Ma. Kiss me, Ma. I've been the human snooker player, Nathan Cassidy. Lots of love to you all.